Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. We're going to meet Professor Karen DeWisha. Is that how you pronounce her name, Kenny? DeWisha? I think it's DeWisha. Yeah. Professor in the Department of Public Science, political science, rather, at Miami University in Ohio. We are going to talk about what's going on in Russia with her, expert in that area, not only with what's going on in the economy, but the chief nemesis for Mr. Yeltsin is a guy named Boris Nemtsov, who got shot on. Right, what did I say?
Yeltsin.
No, he's not a big
like
problem
Yeltsin
anymore.
Yeah. He doesn't have many nemesis anymore.
All right, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. We're sort of sorting out more of the information. I was thinking during the news of when was the last week that we didn't have some police controversy, some accusation of overreach, inappropriate behavior. The Los Angeles thing is in the focus now. We had New York. You've got Ferguson, and you can go anywhere around the country. Louisiana, the situation in Louisiana with a fellow that the policeman, who was framed by the police there. If you've not heard the story about what happened in Los Angeles yesterday, early afternoon, police shot and killed a man in what is described by many here in Los Angeles as Skid Row. This is an area, this is another one of those things. One wonders, why is there a place in a city like Los Angeles for a Skid Row? Why isn't the place cleaned up? Why are these people allowed to live that way in this part of town or any part of town? Video shows four officers struggling with a man near a curb. You can hear the stun gun. You can hear the five shots being fired. Somebody's heard yelling, "Drop the gun." Supposedly, the man on the ground, the homeless man, had reached for one of the officer's guns. I guess my question would be, if that in fact was the case, why did the officer put himself in that position? Aren't you trained not to have your gun in a position that someone else can grab it? We see all the time, you see stuff on television dramas where a bad guy gets a drop on a policeman by grabbing his gun. But in real life, police officers are trained, or supposed to be trained, in how to avoid or try to avoid those situations.
So it's the cops' fault, and a guy grabbed his gun.
Who said that?
You just did.
I did like Al. What are you talking about? I didn't say that at all.
But he should have been
that
trained.
That isn't what I said at all. It was not even close to what I said.
Really? Okay.
No. What I said was, and the question really comes in my mind as to whether you leave yourself open or you're not trained well enough or you get into circumstances where you just can't avoid it. But in these situations have become so commonplace. I was thinking if Bratton, who was the former commissioner of police here in Los Angeles, and he had been the former police commissioner in New York before he went to Los Angeles, now he's back in New York as police commissioner. He was police commissioner in Boston. He ran a well-oiled machine. And I was thinking, okay, if he were in charge here, would this have happened? And then I thought, okay, well, look at what's happened in New York since he's been there. It's almost like, how do you manage 30,000 employees like this in such a ticklish situation? Again, back to, are the police, are the forces too big? Are they managed well enough? I think one of the great shows on television is Blue Bloods. How well it tells you the real story about what goes on in the police department remains to be seen. But you, there are a lot of different stories that are depicted of how officers have to deal with some of the dreck of society. As Richie said any number of times, because his brother's a policeman, you wonder out loud, why would anybody want to be a policeman? Well, there are a lot of the people who want to be. Here's the way you slice through the hair. The people who want to be maybe are people we don't want to have. The thing to do is to get people that would really do a good job, who may not necessarily want to be police officers, but they somehow are brought into it because they would be either more effective. I find most of the people I know who want to be police officers, I'm going to say this and I'm going to immediately get into trouble, so I'll modify what I was going to say a little bit. Edit it somewhat. There are people that we all know who are power crazed. They love power. They love control. They love to be in charge. Those are not the kind of people, generally speaking, that you want as police officers. You want educated. I remember Brent Larrabee, who was a great friend of mine in Framingham. He and I went to high school together. He was police chief there for 14, 15 years. After he got out of school, he went into the service, got out, and went to the police academy and became a very good, educated policeman. Worked his way up through the ranks quickly in Framingham. Became the police chief when he was in his 40s. Was there for 14 years as police chief before he got fired by the town manager. He didn't get fired, but he got chased out. Now he's run several very, very large, high-profile police forces in Connecticut. And he's done a great job of educating his staff, bringing them up to date with technology. But I remember one day sitting in his office when he introduced me to a couple of new hires. And the hires were both college-educated and were bilingual, because we have a big Spanish population in Framingham, and you got to deal with it. Whether you like it or not, as he said to me, it's not my job to figure out who moves into Framingham, who doesn't. We have to deal with what's here. And what's here are a lot of people who speak Spanish. So if you want to be able to figure out what they're thinking, what they're doing, if there's a problem, how do you help them, whatever it is, you need to have bilingual police officers. And he also made sure that it wasn't just a college degree, but it was a degree in criminal, whatever they call it, criminal something or other, criminal justice, I guess. And that includes courses in the law, as if you were going to be a lawyer. But how many police officers do you and I both know? And I don't mean this. I'm not looking down at anybody. I'm just thinking about how to handle the practical problems that present themselves in these circumstances. Are there police departments now that require all of the officers to have a college degree? I think there are some somewhere. I don't know where they are. And I don't even know if Los Angeles requires it. Kenny, do you know whether the San Diego Police Department has a requirement that all the officers who are hired now have college degrees?
I don't know.
Richie, do you know in Washington?
My brother,
does not. No, he doesn't. But I wonder if that's a requirement, or if it isn't, should it be? These things.
I'm still stuck on you saying that all cops should have to be bilingual.
I didn't say that.
No.
All of them. No, I said there are some in Framingham or in many communities where there is a bilingual population, there should be officers who are trained in how to speak the language. I didn't say everybody should be, but I think everybody should have a college degree. That I do think. And it should be in criminal justice or something that's related to that. And train these people how to deal with the nutbirds, because this fellow in Los Angeles was out of control, and he was out of control because he may have gotten into some drugs. That's what happens. Many of these homeless people are completely drugged out, doped out. As I leave my house in Los Angeles to go places, I go down San Vicente Boulevard and where it meets Wilshire, there's always somebody standing there with a card, help me, I'm a homeless vet, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you look at them and you think, geez, this guy looks pretty smart. I mean, he doesn't have a job. And other times you look at these people and you wonder how they're even still breathing. They're so, whatever it is, you look at their faces and you wonder, what have these people been into? And then, you know, there are all kinds of other things that quickly, if they're smoking or if they have new shoes on,
It's a guy in our neighborhood.
I'll give him any money.
When you leave our neighborhood, you pass a park with ball fields in it and everything, and there's a parking lot.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And there's a guy that parks his car there, and he lives in his car, and everybody in the neighborhood, we talk about him on the neighborhood Facebook page.
Yeah.
And so, for example, this weekend, everybody got together to help him fix his car because his window was broken, and it's like 3 degrees out, so we all chipped in, got him a new... But everybody tries to help him. Mm. They say, here's a shelter down here. I don't want to go to that shelter.
Yeah.
It scares me, the people. Okay, how about a job? And I'm trying to figure out his story, because there's a couple of people that communicate with him on a regular basis. And they really have grown fond of the guy and want to help him. But it doesn't seem, as much as I've tried to ask in the post where we talk back and forth about him and how to help him, that he really wants any help.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know,
some of that.
He
yep.
doesn't want to go to the shelter. He doesn't, you know, okay, how can we get him some kind of a situation where he can earn money and get back up on his feet? And it's frustrating.
Yep, very, very frustrating.
But he's a nice guy. And
he's looking...
no threat to anybody, so nobody bothers him.
Right. Well, there's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the front page of the New York Daily News, headline, Captain Jerk. And obviously it's a reference to Captain Kirk and William Shatner not going to Nimoy's. This has become a huge thing.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at the legs this has.
People
and
are
Shatner's
really
trying
upset.
To apologize. He said, what am I supposed to do? I was down in here doing a charity event for the Red Cross. Am I supposed to have left that and gone to the other? He's been answering a lot of questions. I think people are too harsh on other people. I mean,
how do you get cross-country in less than 24 hours notice?
Oh, you can do that.
If you're William Shatner, you can.
You can, yeah, absolutely. You can get on somebody's plane and they can fly him across the country in 4 hours. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
You don't mind spending $2,000. What would that cost you?
$2,000? What do you, a private plane? $20,000.
Mm.
For a couple hours across the country? Yeah. Beetroot juice.
Huh?
What do you know about beetroot juice?
Tell me.
Listen to this story. This is a new... fresh story about a product used by Olympic athletes for boosting stamina. Have you ever heard of beetroot juice before? If you are into natural and organic foods, you probably have. You probably had some to drink. This has caused a lot of waves in Olympic circles because studies prove that 2 glasses of beetroot juice a day will increase stamina by 16%. A lot of science has gone into looking at the effects that beetroot juice has on athletes, on people in general. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce 50% of the levels they did when they were 20, so that's why you need this. I am onto this. I love this. This is something that has come into focus. Last month, remember, was National Heart Month. And this is when I first got on board, on track, with beetroot juice. And there's a specific kind of beetroot juice, Super Beets. Easiest way to get this natural dietary nitrate, help you with circulation. So if you haven't heard about this superfood discovered by Olympic athletes and its stamina-boosting effects, my suggestion is that you try it out. They'll help your body in ways that you never have imagined before. Do something healthy for your heart. I feel very comfortable offering this suggestion to you because I'm into the Superbeet thing myself now. New favorite product. I can feel the energy it gives me. 20 minutes, and you'll feel it too. So everybody says, all right, Doug, what's the story? How do I get this? Get a free 30-day supply, free 30-day supply, by calling 800-655-4183. This is a great superfood. Try it free. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. You'll love that. DougLikesBeats.com or give Superbeats a call, 800-655-4183, to try your first month's supply free. Superbeats.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in.
Man, this guy was so smooth. Oof.
I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know
that. Isn't it kind of neat when you think about it, how
I've got
a combination of talent, voice, attitude, whatever it is that helps make somebody like this as successful as he was, Frank Sinatra. A couple of New York exhibits paying homage to him. This is the centennial this year of his birth. So what I'm seeing here is some rare photographs and mementos from his family archives. It's called Sinatra, an American Icon, opening up Wednesday, New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Feature recordings, clothing, art, personal items from his life, some new paintings of Sinatra by Peter Max, part of the exhibition. The show will travel to the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles after it closes in September. Select photographs from the exhibition will also be on view during the International Festival of Arts and Ideas in June, which takes place in New Haven. 27 of his new Sinatra works in his Manhattan studio on Monday will be over here. It's just Sinatra's daughter Nancy is attending this opening up Sinatra, an American Icon. The experience, the Sinatra experience at Morrison Hotel Gallery, Soho, includes a selfie taken by a 23-year-old Sinatra in Hoboken, where he grew up in a bathroom mirror. Who would have thought about that back then? Also on view, what I'm saying is there are a couple of different exhibits here. Also on view in the second one will be photos by a photographer, Terry O'Neill, who worked with Sinatra for more than 30 years as his official photographer. So those of you who are Sinatra fans, go to New York this spring and summer and take in all of the sounds and the scene of Sinatra. 26 after the hour. I want to pay tribute to Donnie and Marie for a moment as well. The precursor to this song is they sang it on stage Saturday when I saw them in Las Vegas at the Flamingo. And they were sitting, and he started singing the song, and she stopped him because he had just done. They have such range, both of them. She sang opera, country, pop, and he has a wide range too, going back to all of their silly pop songs when they were kids to what they've matured to and what appears in his new album, Soundtrack of My Life. So he did a little, he did a piece of rap. It was really fascinating. And then he said to her, why don't you do some country? And she said, country and rap don't go together. They produce crap. And I'm sure that they've done that line before.
Well, I'm sure they do it every night.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing you wonder when people do shows like this. How much of it is fresh and new, or how much do they do that's repeat every night? And how do they make it seem like it's fresh and new?
How do they stay energetic how about the same thing
exactly.
300 times a year?
Yeah, exactly. But it was a superb performance. I would advise anybody who wants to go to Las Vegas, this is a great show. It was number one for 3 years in a row. Just a great show. And I was pleased. Nobody gave me the tickets. I bought them. Sat right up front. Fortunately, there was an empty seat next to me. It was the only empty seat in the house. But it was a very well done show. Very nicely done. I'm happy that I went. So, Donnie Marie, great American icon. It's 28 after on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at ChoiceHotels.com.
After 30 years, boxing is back on NBC Primetime. March 7th, live at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. The world's best fighters return to NBC as Keith Thurman does battle with Robert Guerrero and Adrian Broner goes to war with John Molina Jr. This is the start of a whole new era in boxing. Hosted by Al Michaels, with commentary by Marv Albert, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Leila Ali. Live on NBC, March 7th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Premier boxing champions. We're the next.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shanahoff will join us in a few minutes with some updated medical information. Between the lines, he calls it. He explores a lot of information that's published and finds things that are either counter to or in addition to the stories today that are gaining a lot of attention. Mr. Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel in Washington, to have a conversation with Congress. A lot of people's noses are out of joint. Okay. So that takes care of that. The North Koreans say, or Kim Jong-un has told his people to prepare for war with the United States. He's got all the Korean People's Army units ready to go. Ooh. The elite guards are ready. The military techniques are being practiced. They're ready. Apparently we have some new deal with the South Koreans. And a sort of protection. These things go on all the time. There are these treaties that are being signed every day of the week. It's just another way for him to sound silly.
All we have to do is put John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John on the front lines, and he'll never take a shot.
Right.
Because he's the biggest fan of Greece there ever was.
March coming in like a lion for a lot of parts of the country. Snow fell over an area reaching from the Ohio Valley into southern New England. Boston breaking its 20-year snowfall record. There's more snow on my farm in Framingham than I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen this much snow, ever. We still have 8 feet plus piled up on the... level in the pastures. Piled up, we have 14 to 20-foot drifts, piles with the snow keeps. Last we had 6 inches of snow there last night. So it was winter. I had my pal Donald, who works for me on the farm, sent me the 30-day forecast. Doesn't look bad.
Yes.
It looks like temperatures getting up into the 40s, melt some of the snow.
Yeah, we're getting up into the 50s down here next week.
All right, I'm looking at the video of this shooting in Los Angeles. The people who were standing around, the caliber of the people, the age of the people, the attitude of the people. There's a lot of people who have chips on their shoulders here when it comes to the police. Police have not done a great job in Los Angeles of, I think, understanding somewhat of the unique situations they find themselves in. So here's another officers. It was a group of officers shooting a homeless man. The struggle, according to the LA Times, was over the officer's gun. There were three or four officers. You can see that. I mean, I don't have to keep going through this. Everybody's seen the video by now. Got any comments on it in terms of Twitter, Kenny?
Yeah, let me see here. Jim says, four police can't subdue one man they have on the ground who's currently being tasered. Mm-hmm. You have to wonder if there's any actual requirement to be an L.A. police officer anymore.
I don't know how to answer that. I've gone through this until I'm almost tired of singing this song about how well people need to be trained. What other comments do you have?
Chris says, just saw that LAPD shooting footage of that homeless man. Wow. Police are out of control in L.A.
Well, police are out of control in many areas of our country. Some police are. That statement over-presents the problem. And that's the generic thing that the news media gets into. All police are not a problem. Some police are a problem. Many police do what they're supposed to, are well-trained, and they're making the best of what is often a very bad situation. But some of the situations that exist come about as a result of their own actions. There are a lot of people who are police officers who ought not to be police officers. It just is. It seems to me that we've got to come to some sort of national agreement on how to do this so that we don't have so many of these problems all the time. In a moment, we focus on what's going on in Russia. This is Good Day at 21 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
It's 20 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program, joined by Professor Karen Dawisha, who is in the Department of Political Science at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, director of the university's Center for Russian and Post-Soviet Studies. There are two things going on, it would seem to me, Professor Dawisha, which deserve our attention. First, the death of Boris Nemtsov. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Who was the opposition leader. Some people thought he was going to run against Putin. Is Putin capable of, in this circumstance, masterminding a way to bump this guy off?
Well, I don't think in the current situation that we have in Russia that Nemtsov would have been allowed to register to be a candidate against Putin. That's one of the features of the system that anything like a democratic election has simply ceased to exist. As to the ability of the Kremlin to do this, of course, they have such an ability. Is it in their interest? One would like to imagine that they haven't yet decided that actually killing, the physical elimination of their opponents is in their interest. But, you know, it may be that we have crossed that bridge where the leadership in the Kremlin is so paranoid and living on in such a state of fear that this unimaginable thing has been done by people acting on behalf of the Kremlin.
Is Putin capable of doing these sorts of things? Former KGB, a lot of people think he's very capable of all kinds of atrocities, whether he came up with the idea or orchestrated it or not. What's Putin capable of doing? How has Russia slid into this non or undemocratic malaise, if that's the right word for it, that it's in? How has he gotten so much control and power?
Well, he came to power with a group of KGB people. They've, over time, pushed out of the political arena anyone with alternative vision for Russia. And, you know, people who have that training are, of course, capable of anything. He's a master tactician, very calculating. So it would be important to consider whether it was in his interest to have killed somebody who really was quite unknown outside small liberal circles in Moscow, because he was denied a presence on state television.
So now, by doing this, it's created this whole worldwide focus on Putin. Yes. And there's certainly been plenty of attention since what went on in the Crimea and what's going on in Ukraine. I guess maybe that ought to be the next step here in conversation. What is, in your study of this man and what goes on in Russia, what is to be gained by trying to take over and creating the hubbub that has been created regarding Ukraine?
Well, one of the reasons that Boris Nemtsov was so disliked by the Kremlin was his absolute central and persistent focus on Putin's corruption. And that's something that I've written a lot about myself. And, you know, what they thought when they took over Crimea, I think, was that they would have a small and successful war that would reframe Putin's image, which was becoming more and more mired in his identity with corruption. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't really worked out in the way that they have, in the way that they would like. People keep coming back to it. And, of course, Ukraine is not proving to be a small and successful war. They are getting mired in Ukraine as well.
So, at the end of the day, the situation in Ukraine, the situation economically in Russia, the fact that over the weekend they froze the prices of produce in the supermarkets as an acknowledgement of the inflation there, the death of this guy, all of this stuff adds up to what for Putin? Is there do the people there who are his opponents have the ability to create a crisis to get rid of this guy?
Well, I would say that the pictures that are beamed now all around the world of the very significant vigil march yesterday indicate that there are at least 100,000 people in Moscow alone that were willing and are willing to stand up against the regime. I suspect that all of the regime's efforts to stabilize the situation politically and economically will come to naught as the regime is becoming more and more brittle. And as we see with this latest situation, they're having to rely on repression more and more to stay in power.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Whenever I see, you've been in Moscow, I would assume, any number of times, have you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was in Moscow, I remember there was a, when I walked through Red Square and I looked at how small it was. And yet, when you see pictures of all these marches and the aggregate of all the military hardware that just, in essence, keeps going around in a circle around the corner, it really is, it's sort of interesting what pictures we get in our mind of things that are bigger than life, and then when you actually see them, they aren't. And so I wondered about the numbers of people that were actually protesting there. That's why I asked in that, setting up that backdrop. Are there really that many people, or is the news media exaggerating the number of people who are protesting?
Well, if you look at, they didn't go through just Red Square or even primarily through Red Square. They went on the, like the corniche along the Moscow River, which is as long as the Moscow River. And that, the pictures that were taken from high buildings deep into the back of, from the front to the back of that demonstration, Moscow hasn't seen anything like this since people came out to protest the stealing of the 2011-12 elections by Putin. Yeah. So it's a very significant event.
Yeah, kind of what we see in Washington on the, what do they call it, Richie, on the, the Washington, the basin there, wherever that, where everybody, millions of people can gather. This is the kind of place that we're talking about. All right, thank you, Professor. Nice to have you here. I appreciate your insight, bringing us up to date. Professor Karen DeWisha from the staff at Miami University in Oxford. Up next, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff with an overview of something medically that you don't know anything about yet.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 and store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
We have five doctors associated with the Good Day program. I'm proud to have Bruce Shanahoff as my friend and also a contributor to this program because of what he does in the area of research, finding things that you may not have ever thought about that do need to have the light of day shined on them. So, Bruce, what do we have? What are you exposing us to today?
Well, Doug, good morning. We have a movie review for you today, a new documentary. It's
really?
A movie called... Yes, it's called BOUGHT, B-O-U-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. His subtitle is The Truth Behind Vaccines, Big Pharma, and Your Food. And what this film does is it documents how Wall Street has literally bought our family's health. And it's a very disturbing thing to see, but it's very important that everybody see it because, you know, we got to get hip to what's going on in our world. It features exclusive interviews with world-acclaimed experts in research, medicine, holistic care, and natural health. And what's very important is you can see this movie for free for the next 3 days and 18 hours at their website, www.boughtmovie.net. So it's www.boughtmovie.net, or you can go to my blog at 818newback.com and click on the blog tab. You'll see a link to it there.
All right, give us a thumbnail sketch. We got 60 seconds. Give us the highlights.
Well, it broadens the discussion about vaccines and GMOs and big pharma and the money game on Wall Street that ties all this stuff together. And it is not pretty, but it is important for everybody to realize that, you know, that what we hear on the media every day about, you know, what we're supposed to do for our health in terms of, you know, like currently with the whole vaccine thing, but also with what they're doing with GMOs. I learned a lot about the GMO issue in this that I had not been aware of before. I mean, the fact that they're developing plants that are so strong that they can stand the harshest of herbicides and pesticides, which is great for the plants. They put it on the ground. It kills everything else but the crop. But then we're eating that crop.
You're eating that stuff.
And,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's a big resistance now to it in Europe, more than I've ever seen before. A lot of info at 818newback.com. Check out the movie that Bruce is discussing. Check out the blog on it, 818newback.com. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here with us on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Bon Jovi from the movie Young Guns 2. John Bon Jovi, 53 today. He wasn't actually in the movie. That was just, he did the movie music for it, right?
Correct.
And then that. There's Chuck Curry. He's here with Rizzy and Kenny and me to go through the box office totals for the weekend. We'll do that as soon as we get our contest taken care of, which will allow you to qualify for our weekend resort trip to the Broadmoor. And this is a great resort in the Colorado Springs. So we'll have the drawing later this month. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you three clips from a movie that is was pretty standard fare. If I give you any more, it makes it too easy. But this should be fairly easy. Finding the right name will be the challenge, name of the movie. I don't think we'll get lost in the man who's playing the role or the series itself, but maybe finding the right movie, that'll be the challenge. You know what it is? You'll call us at 888-302-3684. The winner qualifies for the drawing. Okay, let's get to the first clip, Richie.
You love
enough to quit and float around the world with you until one of us has to find an honest job. But I think that's going to have to be you, because I have no idea what an honest job is.
All right. Mm. That was the last scene in the movie, Chucka, wasn't it?
It sounds familiar. I'm not sure of it, though.
All right. I think it's pretty much close to the last scene in the movie. You're going to guess?
I have a guess. No, I'm not going to guess.
Doesn't do any good for you to have to guess, though, Richie. We need to get people at 888-302-3684 to have a guess. Next.
Does it bother you, killing those people?
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 888-302-3684. Last clip.
I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand double O's have a very short life expectancy.
One of my favorite Bonds, actually.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, that makes it easy. All right, so if you know what it is, excuse me, you'll dial us now at 888-302-DOUG. And if you get on the air and you get the right answer, you'll qualify for the drawing to the Broadmoor. Stay tuned for that. And Chuck has a review of the weekend. I went to see Focus. I'll give you a little review on that as well. Stand by for that. Next on Good Day.
Napa Racing. Awesome. Hats. Awesome. Free stuff. Awesome. Now combine those things. Boom. Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you are going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. While supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/15.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, let's get to the contest first. Maylin, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Skyfall.
Skyfall. All right, very good guess. Not the right one. You got the right actor. You just haven't got the right name. All right, who's next, Richie? John? Is it
Tony
John?
Is next.
Tony. Tony, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Casino Royale.
It is Casino Royale. Wasn't that the first one that Craig did, Chucker?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Good movie. The lady with the big eyes, and I can't remember her name as an actress, but she's been around a lot since then. She played the love interest. So Casino Royale takes the. That was good. Yeah, takes the. Well, those movies with him in it have been good.
Very good.
So she gets qualified. Richie, no, he gets qualified. Who is it? No.
Tony gets qualified.
Tony gets qualified for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor. Chucker, what's the result tally look like for the weekend at the box office?
No real surprise, but somewhat of a surprise. The con artist romance Focus with Will Smith and actor Margot Robbie opened at the lower end of studio expectations, doing $19 million in business. The production budget on this one, Doug, was only $54 million. Not that high a price tag for a Will Smith movie, although it was extremely heavily promoted, including a Super Bowl spot. You went to see it this weekend. What'd you think?
I liked it. I'm not sure I like what's going on with him, but I liked the movie. The movie was not, it wasn't overly violent. It was a good story. You liked both of the characters. It was a good way to spend a couple of hours, frankly.
Let me ask you another question. Margot Robbie, the actress who was in The Wolf of Wall Street, became known to the public. A lot of people think in the industry she's going to be the next big thing. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't see that, but it's maybe too early to tell. I didn't find her distressing, uncomfortable to watch. She seemed to have command of her role, and I thought the bad guys were good bad guys. It was a good basic flick, a drama. And I would say if you enjoy that sort of thing, you'd enjoy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.